Alrighty. Brian's in the bathroom, but I think we can be on the record for some after talk.
Oh, let's do it. Shall we?
Let's do it.
So I had to get an MRI of my prostate.
On
Saturday.
Wait, now which one is the MRI? Is that the big?
It's the one that's not so bad because you just lay there and it goes ka-chunk, 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 ka-chunk. Yeah.
Okay.
But I did have to get an IV of a dye so that they could do a contrast agent thing. Two important elements of this story. First important element is I was really nervous about the dye because I've had some weird allergic reactions here and there over the past couple of years. And I was like, I know it's really rare, but you know, what if I'm the guy who has the weird dye reaction? Like people don't generally die of the dye, but still, I don't want to go through like some nasty allergic reaction. So I was a little nervous about it. And they say like, okay, it's going to be the last, we're going to take a bunch of pictures with the MRI. And then the last one we take is after we put in the dye, before we let the dye go into your IV, we will let you know. There's sometimes you feel a little cold. Usually you feel a little cold as it goes in. And if you do get any kind of nausea, just, you know, swallow a couple times, it'll go away. Yeah. I was like,
I'm worried about where the story is going, Tom. My goodness.
So
this all sounds like a normal medical procedure.
I'm laying there, ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. Okay, we're gonna do the dye now. Okay. Like, all right. So I'm just laying there and I'm like, oh, okay, here it comes. Okay. Nothing. I don't even feel the cold. He's like, yeah, you'll feel cold. I didn't feel nothing.
Wow. Okay.
I'm like, is it in? All of a sudden I hear ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. I'm like, well, I guess it's in. They wouldn't be taking the pictures otherwise.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So all that worry for absolutely nothing.
Good prognosis, good scan.
And yeah, that's part two is it's just the whole reason that they even did it is like, I don't know, I'm seeing something a little weird. Let's just check out to be sure.
Yeah.
It was nothing.
Well, that's good.
Everything's fine. So
I feel like if my doctor said, we're going to take an MRI of your prostate, I would say, can you just take it out? Like, can we just save some time and just take it out now? This is going to be the start of a really long track.
Yeah. Turns out no, it would have been worse to take it out. I don't have prostate cancer, Brian.
Good.
Oh, thank goodness.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Rushwood.
Are we on the record?
We are on the record.
Yes, we are.
Well, on the record, I would like to say, my goodness, I'm trying to not get anybody infected with this cold that I got from my kid.
Ah, God, yeah, it's a mess, huh?
I mean,
turns out.
Yeah. Hey, there was... Hold on. No, I can't recover it. Doggone it. There was a thought that I thought, I have to say this for after talk. So I'll blurt it out randomly later.
Okay. Yeah.
Good.
I was going to try to prompt you, but.
Adam was great.
Adam was awesome.
Yeah, I loved Adam. Yeah. Good idea having Adam on. That was super fun.
Yeah.
That guy should be on the radio.
You can tell he's a pro.
I wonder if in our doc we should put a little note on the front lines, because sometimes when people are first timers, they don't they miss the cue that front lines is our rapid fire 1 minute segment, and we don't have that stated on the doc anywhere.
No, that's a good point. I can put something in there.
But does that make us inflexible? Does that make it our Elseworlds portion of the doc?
Oh, we're
Elseworlding the front lines.
Do you have beef with my take on that? It does seem.
I mean, no.
I like the loosey goosey.
I don't know. I
feel like it fixes the problem more than it hurts it.
Well, because they know if it's
the way Marvel
does
it, it's always like, well, wait a minute. Is what if part of the universe? Well, I guess maybe it is, but it has to be alternate universes. And it's kind of messy. Elseworlds takes the burden off and says, you know what, Joker, don't worry about whether it's going to fit in or not. It's Elseworlds. It's a whole other thing. You brought up a good point, which is like, oh, but are you cutting off avenues that could be fun if you do that? That's an interesting point.
We didn't have time to go into it, but we do now because it's after talk. In general, if you're Coke, be Coke. If you're Pepsi, be Pepsi. Be the opposite of Coke. And so we saw the MCU, this wonderful 20 plus incredible all singular story happen. And we saw some offshoots along the way with your Logans and what your Venoms and what have you. Okay. But then eventually Marvel realized we can't keep doing this forever. We can't keep youngifying our talent and telling the same stories or whatever. So they intentionally, almost literally, broke everything with the multiverse. And so now everything is loosey-goosey in the Marvel side of things. So if you're DC and Coke has now decided that they're done being rigid and telling one big story, and instead they've fractured everything, and who's to say what universe anything happens in, then as Pepsi, you should do the opposite of what Coke does, which is like, well, now let's start doing our very clear singular narrative. Only we're going to delineate, you know, we're never going to stop doing other stuff. We're just going to have them be Elseworlds versus canon.
Yeah, yeah, see, and I look at the Marvel things like Logan, and I'm like, oh, that's clearly an artifact of Sony having rights or Fox having rights that Marvel didn't have. But otherwise, but Marvel would have wanted it to be in the universe, and it was confusing. Like, wait, why is X-Men not in this universe?
I mean,
and that's a different problem that DC doesn't have. But I feel like it's a relief to be like, oh, this movie is Elseworlds. Great. I'm not even going to be suspicious that it'll show up. I can just enjoy the story.
Because then you can do, if you do Joker as an Elseworld story, then you don't need to like kill Batman's parents.
You don't even need to see Martha's pearls flying up.
That's what
We might want to plug it in later. So leave a door open. No, it's Elseworlds. Do whatever you want. You're free as a creator to just go.
And that would be, I was thinking like, well, what is the, like the influencing power on this topic, regardless whether or not you're right or wrong about it. And I thought it would be pretty low, but now that I think about it, cause I remember watching, Age of Ultron, and everyone was like, there was so much connective tissue they had to squeeze in there. And it's like, I probably would have liked that movie a lot better if I didn't have to watch 30 minutes of dunking whoever it was in the water of the whatever it was. Like, you can sell me on like, this is not a part of all of that junk. Like, you can just watch this and not have to be bothered with everything else.
I think you're 100% right. Ultron, I think, missed the mark for me. But on the flip side, I know that allegedly Shane Black did the end of Iron Man 3, which I thought was a very good movie, ends with him, you know, moving beyond his hard outer shell and blowing up all of his armor with the something protocol. I forget what they call it, but basically all the variations of the Iron Man suits come out and blow themselves up like fireworks at the end of that movie. The reason that scene exists allegedly is because Shane Black was told not enough toys, make more toys. So he wrote the script in such a way that you get that cool visual. And I don't know how much of the storytelling beat of Iron Man moving beyond his, you know, getting an actual human heart. I don't know how much of that was paid for by Tencent and in the Chinese government or whatever. Because you remember there was a different version. Iron Man 3 in the American release ends with him just, and he got a heart transplant. But there's like 7 or 8 more minutes in the Chinese version where it's like, we need you, a Chinese surgeon, to transplant this heart.
Gotcha.
We did it. You're great, Chinese surgeon.
Interesting.
Okay. Did either of you guys watch The Menu? Did I get any of you guys to watch The Menu? It was on HBO. I don't know. I'm assuming it's still on HBO.
It's now on the WB.
This was the
WBTV,
the semi-satirical fancy dining movie with the Queen's Gambit in it.
No, I never did watch it.
Apparently, this is David F. Sandberg on Twitter telling us about this. The very first shot of the movie is Anya Taylor-Joy's character lighting up a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
To hear David tweet about it, cinematographer Peter Deming revealed the very first shot of the film is stock footage. They did not use a real footage of Anya Taylor-Joy sparking a cigarette. It's definitely just like stock it is just stock footage.
Like, it's not her.
It's literally
it's a close
not her.
Up. Yeah.
It is actually stock footage. Like, I'm looking at the listing here for close up.
And it's close enough to the person lighting it that you can't tell it's not her.
Yeah.
I think I'm not violating any contracts I've signed, but I'll share because it's after talk and I think I could trust everyone. But I legitimately am not certain what scenes were shot for Hacking the System and which are just stock footage. Some are definitely clearly stock footage, but sure. I also remember when we would close up a shoot, I think they called it a scavenger hunt. Basically, you know, day's over, we're done with Brian, but the job of all of the camera folks were to go on scavenger hunts, and they just listed a bunch of things they needed footage of. And so they went out and, air quotes, stole shots, which means just to basically shoot without asking any permission.
Which you can do legally in lots of situations.
Correct. Basically, the distinction is sticks on the ground. If you have sticks on the ground, you need a permit. And these are Los Angeles rules.
Yeah, there's different rules in different places.
Here in Austin, you can have sticks on the ground and it's fine.
Well, and there's news gathering rules that are different than, you know, something like Hacking the System, which is considered entertainment by LA anyway.
In fact, it makes me think back to the NSFW days when Pond 5 was a sponsor. We were teasing around the idea of like Ed Wood style, tell a story using entirely Pond 5 footage.
Yeah, yeah. I did a YouTube video that was of a book trailer for one of my books using Pond 5 footage.
Yeah. How much is that going to change with AI? Like,
yeah, you won't have to use Pond 5 footage. You'll just tell the Pond 5 bot, give me a Anya Taylor-Joy smoking a cigarette, followed by a shot of a menu. Then a volcano explodes and a guy walks down a road alone.
Pond 5 bot.
two questions, Tom, and you can pick a thread. How optimistic are you about the Google alternative to ChatGPT that is alleged to be being released soon or announced soon? And two, or other thread, right now there's a lot of, in my mind, hysterical articles talking about, like, is this the end of job blank? How quickly are people going to figure out that all AI is just another version of Photoshop?
Yeah. Well, the optimistic thing, it's like, you know what? Google's really good at AI. So's Meta. So's OpenAI. To me, it's like, it's so young and new. Like, optimistic is not a word I would choose to describe any of the ways I feel about any of these. Curious is like, oh, what is this one going to be good at versus that one? And so I feel like it's such an open playing field. And Google invented the transformer that's the T in GPT. So it's all behind the scenes. There's a lot of trading of secrets and what works and stuff. So it's more of a difference between the companies and how they're going to implement them and what they're going to do with them than whether they're going to be good or bad at something. Cause I think they're going to keep pace with each other pretty well. As far as optimism, it would be, how optimistic is this going to improve my search experience? Middle optimism. Kind of depends on implementation.
Yeah.
Optimistic that it will be good. I imagine it'll be very good.
Yeah.
Within degrees of each other.
Almost certainly good in different ways. Like,
Yeah.
We'll figure out that one has certain strengths and the other has other strengths.
This one seems to be really good at this, whereas this one's better at that. Maybe one of them can do hands in the image generation. But the sort of like, it's going to take our gerbs situation is just, it's a constant patient explanation of like, there's not a bucket of jobs. And if you get a tool to do one, now there's fewer jobs. That's just never the way society has worked. It's about disruption. It's about, does it assist people in their jobs, and does it do so in a elegant way that allows them to just transition into a different way of doing things? Then it's going to be great. Does it wholesale replace whole jobs in a way that then there's a gap between us implementing it and figuring out new jobs that we can now afford to do because we have this new tool, that's when you get the Luddites and stuff, because you went too fast. And when I say went too fast, I mean not on purpose, just like the technology outpaced your ability to adapt to it for a while. So you get a small period of adjustment. And I can't tell, honestly, which one this is going to be like. It feels more like it's the slow transition, like, ooh, I can use this tool to help, because it's not nearly as good as people are fearing it is. But then everybody tells me like, yeah, but it's going to get good really fast. In which case I'm like, oh, well, then we could outpace stuff.
Yeah. Would it be a fair comparison to say that when it comes to image generation, let's use a very simple version of it. Let's say everybody who takes a picture is a cinematographer, all your Instagram whatevers. Congrats. All of you cinematographers have now been promoted to directors. And there are going to be some people who are like, no, I just want to be a cinematographer. I want to be the person framing the shot and capturing that moment and having it be real. And other people are going to be like, oh, you mean I could just direct and have it be there? And take all of that and then apply it to copywriting, ad sales, real estate listings, you name it.
Right. Well, there's a few things that I keep talking about. One is the prompt writing is a skill.
Yes. And it's harder than anybody thinks.
That's a new skill that some people are going to be good at and some people aren't. There's always going to be market for the old-fashioned way. We still have painters. We still have people who paint.
Vinyl.
Even though photographs are by far better at capturing reality. But some people like to have realistic paintings made still just because they like it. Some people were free to now paint, you know, abstract art in a way that wasn't before, because you don't need to use photorealism. You don't need to use realism to capture everything. So we're going to see some of those things. We're like, yeah, so some people still going to want human-made stuff because it's human-made. We just always do. Factories make chairs way better and faster than anybody else and cheaper, but people still value artisan made chairs. So it's going to be the same with stuff like that. And it's going to unleash a bunch of people who are like, you know what? I was never really good at executing, but I always had it in my head. And this is going to allow those people to do a bunch of things they couldn't do before.
Yeah. And I suppose a lot like Netflix is attempting to expand, you know, through the fractal into increasingly individual niches. Eventually
we are replacing hundreds of jobs by using Skype and the internet.
Right.
If you compare it to the 70s television, right? And we would never have gone to the trouble to set up a television station to do this in the 70s. But this technology allows us to get past all that and just do our show. And this is another example of that kind of like, you can, if you want, you can jump past all that and do X.
I'm vacillating on whether or not I should talk a little bit out of school. How much do you think we can trust our patrons to not talk about something if I speak in vague terms?
How could we possibly answer that question?
If
you can't even tell us what you want to talk about, then I can't imagine the answer will be.
Well, the answer is always don't say it unless you can come up with a good reason to say it.
Yeah, but everyone told me not to light thermite on a car.
You're the one leading us here. If you want to take that shot, I don't know what we're...
Today was a really neat day. We're getting very close to releasing World's Greatest Con Season 3. And there's somebody who might be the shorter, quieter half of a very famous magic duo who is a mentor of mine. And I may have given him episode 1 of Season 3, and he may have responded, next episode, please. And then this morning, I may have given him episode 3 of the series. And an hour later, he may have texted saying, episode 4, can't wait. And then he may have said, I need the epilogue right now. So I have no idea what this hypothetical person thinks, but boy, was today an action-packed day of responding to being a human RSS feed to somebody who clearly was very interested in World's Greatest Con
Season
3.
That's good news. Yeah, that's fantastic. I think you're fine saying that.
Yeah.
And it's a good show.
It is. Would you? You haven't gotten all the episodes yet, have you?
Think so.
Mm. Including the epilogue?
Oh my god!
I don't think I got the epilogue.
No. Okay, yeah, I'll send you the epilogue.
Yeah. So no, you're right.
Why do you ask people if you're gonna say you're just gonna want to send them stuff anyway? Just do it.
Hey,
Icaramba.
Icaramba. I spend almost a year at a time under threat of death from Justin Robert Young from speaking anything. And when Justin says, yeah, send it to whoever you want, we're almost done, I get a little bit giddy. I get a little bit excited.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to go eat my dinner.
All right.
Man. All right. Thank you, everybody, for in supporters.
That was a good day.
Patron. Yeah, have a good day.
Thanks, love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.